Smitty, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. I was blowing my nose and this morning and sneezing when you sneezed earlier today. I must be in the air. I know
yawns are contagious, but I didn't know sneezing was. Great. I'll have to watch out on that. Yeah, I have no issues, no anything. All of a sudden, the first 20 minutes of the program, I can't keep the train in the tracks. Joe, finally, it looks like we'll get a little reprieve from the heat. That's a good news. Plenty of stuff happening this weekend. I just mentioned on the social side of things, but Mick Hammett, as we heard earlier in the week, he's got a big All-Star game coming to town. Also, we've got City Golf kicking off, and we have the State Amateur rolling along this week. Get me caught up on everything I need to know here on a Friday morning.
Well, the City Golf Tournament, the 88th year of the summertime Bloomington tradition, opens this weekend with stroke play qualifying out at the Caves with medalists and medals up for grabs in men's, seniors, and super seniors. All three defending champs here in 2018 are back and are exempt from qualifying, so Chris Williams, Ike Martin, and John Cantwell will go automatically and be placed into the field, which is 65 this year, spread out in all three divisions. When it was all said and done following registration. Williams, by the way, will be looking for a fourth men's open title. Ike goes for his third crown in the seniors division. And after a two-year absence, we welcome back George Finley, the Hall of Famer. We welcome him back to the links in super seniors. He'll be looking for a fifth crown, going after Cantwell, among others, in the super seniors. Match play will start for the guys on July the 7th. Former South Panther and Purdue sophomore Joe Weiler birdied three of his final five in the final round of the State Am yesterday over at the tough Otter Creek par 72 course in Columbus, firing a 2-under, which was good for a tie for fifth. Joe was 4-under for the tournament, which was won by his Purdue teammate, by the way, Cole Bradley, who finished the four-round grind at 13-under. Weiler's teammate at South, Quinn Pizzo, a sophomore this fall at IUPUI, shot an 80 in the final round Thursday to finish T35. And I might make mention that Center Grove product and Mike Mayer Hoosier out at IU, Ethan Shepard, also finished in a tie with Joe at T5 after finishing at 4-under 284. Well, you know, we talked about Brooks Koepka winning back-to-back U.S. Opens last week at Shinnecock Hills. There are two majors left, the British next month, and then the PGA in August at Belrive Country Club over in St. Louis, and that's where we'll find good friend Bloomington PGA Journeyman and pro Craig Bowden, who nailed down one of the qualifying spots in a nine-player playoff at the PGA Pro Championship, which concluded earlier this week out in Seaside, California. Craig, who last played in a major was 9 years ago, will be in his first appearance in the PGA in August. He was one of three that birdied the par 530-yard hole to earn his way in after finishing in a nine-way tie for 16th, thus the playoff, and earning one of the 20 spots available for the PGA's final major, which will be held in August. Craig's only other major appearance came 16 years ago when he finished tied for 50th. The U.S. Open was the event, and it was held at Bethpage Black out in New York State, so we're very, very happy for Craig. So lots of golf news on a Friday. A somber note, a celebration of life will be held memorial tomorrow for former North Cougar and IU Hoosier running back Rodney Hopkins, who passed away recently at 61 out in California. The memorial will be held at the Second Baptist Church over on Rogers at 12:30 tomorrow. Oh, I well remember Hoppy in the early days of Bloomington North being a high school. He was a bowling ball type, hard-charging running back. He graduated from North as a record holder in a lot of different categories for quarter century before all three of his records were broken, went on as a walk-on and then earned a scholarship at IU and even scored a touchdown during his brief career as a Hoosier running back. Rodney Hopkins, RIP, Hoppy. Well, the Reds are warm. They are warming, you know, and that's not bad for this time of year as we get ready to wrap up June. 4-in-a-row, 7-of-9, knocked off the Cubs. How about Jesse Winker, a grand slammer highlighting that 6 six-run inning they had against the Cubbies, which knocked them off the top perch in the NL Central last night. More Reds on the radio. We'll talk a little about the pitching matchup. Pre-game will be at 7 o'clock. We'll talk a little about a young lady who's playing in the North-South Softball All-Star Game this weekend out of Andy Moore, and that is namely Taylor Acuff, and lots more coming around on our next report. I'm Joe Smith.
Yeah, good job, Mick Hammett and the gang. They're helping out with the awards banquet and all that, Joe. That was a neat story earlier in the week. And then, obviously, good weather for the softball game. We're not going to be out there talking about heat stroke and make sure you're hydrated. 77 in clouds. No one's going to complain too much about that. Cubbies and Reds back on the radio, as you mentioned, tonight at 7, 4 o'clock tomorrow. And it was nice to see some clutch hitting. We've seen the Reds with some opportunities throughout the year kind of fall through their fingers, Joe, but it was sending 11 men to the plate. Good disciplined approach. Weren't chasing Hendricks. That's where Hendricks gets you. You fall asleep and you think, well, I'm gonna nibble at these bad pitches. They didn't, and then Winker, boom, home run.
It was good to see Matt Harvey finally get that second win for the Cubs. It's been a long time in coming, and one of the nice things was the base on balls. He only served up one base on balls last night in his six innings and struck out six, so that was key. And that being said, that's what got Hendricks in trouble, because he did not have his control, his usual control. He walked four pitching into the sixth inning and dropped to 5-7, and the Cubs come off the top of the Central.
And Harvey got a big double play as well to get him out when he did have a little control issues there. I think he hit Bryant. That was a bad call. Hit the bottom of the bat. Hit the nub of the bat. I don't know why. I was watching out of the corner of my eye. I had the draft on the other channel. And the replay looked like it hit the nub of his bat. But the Reds didn't challenge that. Or if that's not challengeable, I don't know how that works. The good news was the big inning was avoided. And the Reds' bats gave him, Harvey, some runs. Castillo's got to get back on track, Joe. He's got 20 earned runs his last 16 innings, or 16 earned runs in his last 20 innings.
Well,
whatever it is,
he's given up the gopher ball. He's lost all six starts, but he's given up six homers in 16 in 20 innings, plus, as you mentioned. So that can't be. But, the Reds have struggled against Quintana as well. So
Reds have struggled against the Cubs.
That matchup coming up here in a bit.
They have. Good start to the series, though. You can't
How about my boy Billy Hamilton now?
He's on fire. That's four games in a row, multi-hit games. I think that ties his career high. So he's playing, and playing well. That's exciting. DeAndre Ayton's the number one pick in the NBA draft, the center from Arizona. First ever Arizona player to be taken number one. Pacers get Aaron Holiday at number 23. UCLA East developing here, just off Market Square in downtown Bloomington. World Cup gets going today. Brazil and Costa Rica getting ready to kick things off on FS1. We'll get you all the reports from yesterday. You should know the big game. Argentina loses 3-0 to Croatia. If Iceland wins today, the Argentines are out regardless of the third and final game. That is unbelievable even to think of, I believe. How can that be? How can that be? Is that right? Iceland wins? I'll have to do that.
Next hour, I want to talk to you a little about how these countries are placed in these different groupings. So we'll talk about that, because now we're starting to whittle the field down.
We are. The second round of the group phase going on. Then the third round of the group phase will start early next week. And we'll have 16 before you know it. I say take your time. The more soccer, the better. Let's keep watching. Great stuff as always. We'll get caught back up at 8:45. We'll get baseball and the weekend and everything else that's going on. Plus, we'll talk a little soccer. And we'll do that coming back at 8:45.
We'll be here. We'll talk to you then.
Big Show Friday rolls on. Joe Smith checks in with us live on the telephone. Smitty, good morning. How are you?
Well, the sun is peeking out on the south side here at the chalet. So,
looking
nice
good.
Start to the weekend.
Looking
cooler.
Good. We'll see a little rain this afternoon. So keep your eyes out on that. We laughed last week talking about the final high school something or the other, whether it was I think it was baseball, right? That was going on last weekend. But just when you think it's all over and done with for the school year, the academic year, the athletic year, there is one more. There is one more. There's probably going to be a North-South baseball game coming up a little bit later. There's a football – they still do that for football as well, the North-South All-Star game?
Yeah, we got a gold black game in Terre Haute we'll talk about here in a second.
Holy cow, so we're not done. It really is 52 weeks, 365 days a year. There is no off season.
Well, they're playing, and they're nights caveats for the men and women.
Yeah,
ladies.
And one of those events is going to be right here in Bloomington this weekend. Tell me all about it.
Well, the Indiana State Girls Sports Association All-Star Softball Weekend gets underway tonight with a big banquet out at Edgewood. Mick Hammond and the crew welcoming in the State Association tonight for a little banquet. That'll be preceded, if the weather holds, for a little workout for the North-South All-Stars to get in a practice at Andy Moore Field before they play the first of two tomorrow, starting at 10:15. And on that South squad is senior first baseman Taylor Acuff. She had just an outstanding year, hit .405 for Mick as they won another sectional and played in the regional and were denied a spot by New Pal, but she went on to win all WIC honors and a spot on that South All-Star team. This is the fourth Edgewood player to make the All-Star team and the third product of Mick Hammond. Audrey Ernst was the MVP back in 09, and Mariah Gilley, an outstanding pitcher, played in the 2010 game, and they were preceded by Rachel Chambers. There's a name out of the past, but I do remember her when she played and played awfully well for Jenny Fallure pre-Mick Hammett out at Edgewood back in 1990. So the All-Star Weekend, and we welcome in the Indiana State Girls Sports Association All-Stars. This is a shift from Ben Davis, where the event had been held in previous years, but as you heard Mick talk to me earlier this week, open arms by the people out at EHS, and they'll do a nice job. Mentioning Edgewood, the Wabash Valley Football Coaches Association Gold Black Game is tomorrow night, Saturday night, at Memorial Stadium at Indiana State, where Kurt Mallory is the head football coach. Kickoff will be at 7:30, and the best out to Ryan Stuffel, who will be an offensive lineman playing for the Gold team tomorrow night. Mentioning events, Glass was mentioning the race across America, and it was nice to see Dave Tanner's picture in the Herald Times earlier today. He's competing, the former Doc Councilman swimmer and currently the boys and girls swim coach at Bloomington North. So Dave isn't taking this weekend off, and he's got a few miles to pedal yet this weekend and on into next week. Mentioning this weekend, the USA Track and Field Nationals are being held out in Des Moines, Iowa. It's interesting, tomorrow brothers Drew and Deacon Bowles, both state champions out of Bloomington South, will be competing in the pole vault. We have some Indiana flavor with Willie Morrison, the third. He'll be competing in the men's shot put final at 2:45, and William Sessions will be in the hurdles on Saturday. Mentioning that, out of Shelbyville, we have a young man that's still competing for Ron Helmer, and that is Daniel Kuhn, and he qualified fourth in the 800. He'll be competing tomorrow night. And former Hoosier Sarah Pease also qualified 11th for the women's 3,000-meter steeplechase event, so we'll throw that in. Reds baseball, 4 in a row, 7-9. They knocked the Cubs off the top of the NL Central with that 6-2 win last night, and Jesse Winker with a grand slam. We talked a little about that earlier today, but interesting to note, it was the club's sixth grand slam of the year, and that ties them with Boston for the most in MLB circles here as we get ready to wrap up June. Later tonight, it'll be Luis Castillo. He's looking for his fifth win of the year. He, in two career starts, he's done pretty well against the Cubs, 0.82 ERA, which is good because he's been roughed up here as of late, giving up the long ball, and he has really struggled, giving up six homers and 16 earned runs, and has seen his ERA balloon to 5.7. And another thing, the threesome of Votto, Jeanette, and Suarez are only 4 of 25 against Cubs starter Jose Quintana tonight, as he toes the rubber for the Cubs, and he is winless in his last three starts, so he's struggling as well. So we'll see how the pitching goes. Late night baseball, a couple of scores not in your morning dailies. If you're a San Francisco Giant fan, you'll be happy to hear that Madison Bumgarner pitched 8 shutout innings and knocked in the winning run as the Giants beat San Diego 3-0 and the Angels over Toronto that final 8-5. Don't forget racing tonight, the regular card of events, hot laps at 6:30, the green flag falls at 7:30, racing tonight on the quarter mile clay at the Bloomington Speedway. I'm Joe Smith.
All right, Smitty, busy, busy weekend, as they all are, it seems to be. World Cup happening right now, halftime game one today, Brazil and Costa Rica, scoreless, 0-0 after 45 minutes. Remember, Brazil drew their first game. They don't want to be put in a precarious spot like their continental mates, Argentina. Argentina was
That's an interesting story.
Roasted yesterday by the Croatians, bad goalkeeping errors, defensive lapses, and Luka Modric stunner. Croatia 3-0. They are through to the next round. The Argentines need to win their next match, and they're going to need to score a lot of goals, and they're going to need some help as well. Because if Iceland wins today, they play a little bit later, and then they draw or win their final match, they are through. So with Croatia on 6 points already, Joe, the Croatians can field their second team. And,
let Iceland win. I mentioned it last half hour. You know, we got 8 groupings, and the teams are being whittled down right now. But how are the different countries placed in these groups?
Pretty simple. It's they've changed, and they kind of tinker with the format every 4 years. But this one is a new format. So here's – I looked this up just to be 100% positive. The host, Russia, they were number one in pot one. 4 pots, 8 teams in each pot, right? 32 teams. So pot one was based on the FIFA rankings. So if you're number one in the world, Germany, you're in pot one. Brazil 2, Portugal 3, Argentina 4, Belgium 5, Poland 6, and France 7. So that's where you are based on the FIFA ranking, and then so on and so forth, listing everybody out who qualified based on their FIFA ranking. The only thing that you will not see here are the same confederations drawn against each other. So you won't see Costa Rica and Panama playing in the same group, et cetera. They'll keep that separated. The only people they can't separate, obviously, are the Europeans because there's so many of them. So it is based on rank, and that's how we separate the 8 groups of 4. In the old days, they used to just do pot one of all the top seeds and everything else was random. That has not been the case. So now it's based on ranking, which is very interesting. The rankings go in each pot, then they draw blindly out of those pots. So it is a little bit random and a little bit loaded, so to speak.
Well, it's going to be something we'll keep on our plate because everybody's interested in the World Cup. And you mentioned the play on into July. Gosh, the championship event isn't until Sunday, July 15th in Moscow. So we've got the rest of this month and all the half of the month of July before we determine a champion.
That's right. Denmark and Australia drew a goal apiece yesterday. France is through. They win 1-0 over Peru. Peru is out and done there. Games today, as we told you, Brazil and Switzerland are playing. And as the day goes on, we'll have 2 more games. You'll see Nigeria and Iceland, that's at 11, and Serbia and Switzerland at 2. So plenty to play for on all that. That means we're going to have a very busy Monday, right?
I would think so. Yeah. And we'll switch. We'll get everything fixed and ready to go. We won't be like last Monday. I know. We've got that rectified.
We do. We're ready to have a great weekend, and we're ready to come back on Monday to sort it all out. Hey, have a great one. Enjoy this.
You too, man.
It's not going to be 90 degrees. That's the best part of all of this. So
I know.
I'm excited about it. I'll be in touch with you. How about Jordan Spieth, Rory McIlroy getting a good start there at the old?
Well, you know, he has a trail speed. You know, he won on that hole out on 18 last year to beat
playoff,
Daniel Berger, and we're talking about the Travelers out in Connecticut, and here he is shooting, 7-under-63 yesterday.
Unbelievable. After doing nothing in the U.S. Open along with McIlroy, these guys can turn that switch pretty quickly. We'll watch them all weekend and get you an update Monday morning.
Sounds great. We'll talk to you. Have a great weekend, my man.
Joe Smith, Monday mornings, Friday mornings, Big Show Friday.